This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton.
I was not elected to do small things or shy away from big problems.
U.S. President Trump has presented his long-awaited Israeli peace plan. Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was on hand for the announcement at the White House. There were no Palestinian representatives present. Mr. Trump has not had a good relationship with Palestinians since he recognized Jerusalem as the undivided capital of Israel. But he said the plan is carefully detailed to appeal to all.
As I have seen throughout my long career as a deal maker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer and much more prosperous.
The plan calls for the establishment of a Palestinian state, a key issue for Palestinian leaders who have long called for a two-state solution to the conflict. Further details were not immediately disclosed, but Trump administration officials say the plan greatly increases the territory controlled by the Palestinians, although it also recognizes Israeli sovereignty over large settlements in the West Bank. The president said Israeli security is of utmost importance.
And crucially, the proposed transition to a two-state solution will present no incremental security risk to the state of Israel whatsoever.
He also said Palestinian needs must be respected.
Therefore, it is only reasonable that I have to do a lot for the Palestinians, or it just wouldn't be fair.
You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawyers for President Trump wrap up their presentation in his Senate impeachment trial today, while the question of whether witnesses will be allowed during the proceedings still looms. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow.
If four people, four Republican senators stand with us, we will know. We will know from those directly in the room, directly on the emails, directly in conversations with the president exactly what happened.
But a major line of Trump's defense could fall apart, as former National Security Advisor John Bolton has reportedly written in a yet-to-be-published book that Trump personally told him he wanted to withhold the aid to Ukraine until Ukraine committed to the investigations. President Trump denies there was any quid pro quo with Ukraine, and Monday called Bolton's assertion totally false.
I haven't seen the manuscript, but I can tell you nothing was ever said to John Bolton, but I have not seen a manuscript. I guess he's writing a book. I have not seen it.
Bolton has said he is willing to appear as a witness if he's subpoenaed, and the Democrats say they would like to hear from him. Villagers in Cameroon's volatile northwest region are fleeing separatist violence ahead of February 9th local and parliamentary elections to neighboring Nigeria. The rebels have vowed to stop the elections and are clashing with the military while civilians are caught up in the fighting. Moki Edwin Kenzeka reports from the border, a village of Ata in Taraba State, Nigeria.
Christians at True Faith Ministries in the Nigerian border village of Ata sing for God to protect them. 47-year-old Pastor Innocent Okoli says more than 70 of them are Cameroonians who fled increased violence ahead of February 9 elections.
You have so many unaccompanied children. You know, you cannot just minister to them the word without helping them to get food to eat and then find something to do.
Aid group Positive Youth Africa has been providing relief material to Cameroonians fleeing the fighting to Ata. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Ata, Nigeria.
Chinese President Xi Jinping vowed the country will conquer the fight against a devil coronavirus outbreak that has killed 106 people and sickened thousands in China around the globe. Chinese health authorities earlier announced an additional 25 deaths on Tuesday, including the first fatality reported in the capital city. The total number of confirmed cases in China now stands at well over 4,500. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.